The federal government has introduced a few stopgap measures, and they are making a difference for some. On March 27th, President Donald Trump signed legislation giving $600 a week in extra unemployment benefits to laid-off workers, but that cash is set to expire in July. A week earlier, Congress passed temporary sick and family leave benefits, providing some employees with as much as 12 weeks of paid time off at up to two-thirds of their salaries. But businesses with more than 500 employees are excluded from the mandate, and firms with fewer than 50 can ask for an exemption. That's more than 59 million Americans, including Crouch, uncovered by those government leave provisions. Christina Guajardo, a 43-year-old single mom living in Austin, won't get paid time off either. She was recently let go from her job at a company that runs study abroad programs. Expenses are piling up, but she can't start a new job until her 2-year-old subsidized daycare reopens. I've heard of a few jobs that have come up that would pay really well, she says, but there's no way I can. The stresses of the pandemic have only exposed the cracks in America's unstructured child care system, experts say. Families pay an average of $9,167 a year per child for daycare, while the median pay for people working in those facilities is just $11.65 per hour. The average cost of full-time care for infants outpaces college tuition in 33 states, according to the left-leaning think tank New America. By comparison, Sweden subsidizes daycare, so parents never pay over $150 per month. And France operates government-run daycares priced on a sliding scale. I think that the crisis calls for a complete re-envisioning of the American child care system, says Elliot Haspel, author of Crawling Behind, America's Child Care Crisis and How to Fix It. Before COVID-19, he says, the system was so fragile that a stiff wind could have blown it over. Now we've got this hurricane that has completely shattered it.